Our reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 10, and if you've got a church Bible nearby, it's on page 1041. Page 1041, Luke chapter 10, starting to read at verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go. I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this: the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me, but whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Lord, may I speak and may we all hear in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Seeking the person of peace. Surely most of us are seeking peace, either in the world, in our families, or in our own lives. "Give me a bit of peace," is a cry. When my daughters were little, we enjoyed reading a book, and I can't remember the series or the author, but it was entitled 5 Minutes Peace, and it was about an elephant family who lived in a house, like you do, and the only way poor mummy elephant could get 5 minutes peace was to go and lock herself in the bathroom and have a lovely hot soak in the bath. Sometimes that would ring a bell. But what is peace? The absence of war? The absence of stress? A general sense of calm and well-being? What is it? Unexpectedly, when I first sort of thought about it, peace is at the center of the events in our reading today. And I found that the passage widened the perspective. This account of the sending out of the 72, or 70, there is even distribution between those two numbers, is only in Luke. This is not him sending out the disciples, the 12. This is the fact that they're referred to as others, 72 others appointed by Jesus, men who would have been listening to his teaching and, of course, seeing some of his miracles. Why 70 or 72? Well, if it around that, 70 is actually a perfect number in Judaism. And the same sort of number may reflect back to the fact that Moses chose 70, or maybe 72, elders to help him way, way back. This sending out happens after Luke has recorded that Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. So we have 35 or 36 pairs of people being sent out to do what? To visit towns and villages, the ones which Jesus is planning to visit as he makes his way up to Jerusalem and his suffering and death. So there is a sense of urgency to proclaim Jesus' message. What are they to do? It's very simple. Big breath. Cure the sick and give the message, the kingdom of God has come near you. Wow. Maybe it's not quite the kind of mission idea that we have, but it couldn't have been what we would call an evangelistic mission at that stage, because the events hadn't happened. Jesus had not died on the cross, or been raised from the dead, or ascended to heaven. So the message was not, Jesus has died for your sins and is raised. No, it was, the kingdom of heaven is near to you. Anyway, that same Jesus was going to visit those villages quite soon. So really, this group of people going out were just the warm-up brigade. I'm not going to go into the message, the kingdom of heaven. It's not my brief today, and there's lots and lots to be said about it. So I commend that to your thinking and reading. I think as the instructions they were given as they went out were an indication that the kingdom, thinks king, court, paraphernalia, was not an earthly kingdom. They were not like royal heralds with trumpets and all sorts of paraphernalia. No. Jesus gave them very specific instructions to take nothing with you. No money, no shoes, not a bag. Don't talk to anyone on the road. Speaks to me of focus. Don't get sidetracked. To be given those sort of instructions in my soft background would have horrified me. We're so used to carrying our needs with us or making provision for everything, aren't we? But I think that's important, an important part of this. This was a focused mission. So how were they to know where to start when they got to a town or village? And this is where we come to peace. Find a house and say, peace be with you. And if someone there is returning your peace, or accepting your peace, or identifying with your peace, then that was the place. the greeting, peace be with you, wasn't just say, hi, you know, how are you? It meant something much more. And this would be an indication of a person willing and suitable to provide what these other people being sent out would need. They'd need shelter. They'd need food and sustenance in a place where they were strangers. They might need protection. So, although this was a common greeting, Jesus' instruction, in a sense, was taking it to, I think, a higher level. His peace was being offered, and those who were willing to receive it were being offered reconciliation with a holy God. Now, they may not have realized this at the time, but Jesus, when they got to know him, he is the Prince of Peace. It would be an interesting few minutes or hours for you to go through the New Testament, well, the Gospels really, and just Luke's Gospel to start with, and see about how Jesus uses peace, or how the word peace or the blessing of peace is associated with Jesus. The commentator I was reading made the point, the angels at the birth of Jesus, the angels proclaiming to the shepherds, said, peace on earth, goodwill to those with whom he is pleased. They were offering not just the baby Jesus, the Savior, but they were offering peace on earth. So these people who are accepting the peace offered to them might be considered as being part of the fruit, the harvest that was ripe for gathering, that Jesus also referred to in sending them out. And for the 72, it offered the totality of what they needed while they were doing this mission. So, peace, giving someone peace, responding with peace, includes welcome, shelter, sustenance, protection, encouragement. And without all that, the 72 couldn't have shared their message or performed their healing from a secure base. Now, we may be thinking, well, peace is something in our mind, and so it is. And God can give us his peace in extraordinary and difficult circumstances. However, the peace of wholeness to carry out the task Jesus had given them required this physical provision too. Jesus had sent them out with nothing and wanted them to begin to understand that he does provide for their needs and that he uses other people, or can use other people, to do this. So, what is peace? We do use the word to cover for the absence of war and the calm of not being hassled. But peace offered by God is not an absence of something, but a positive gift. It covers all the physical things that we as humans need, the sustenance, security, shelter, encouragement, but also it is an effect of the reconciliation with God that Jesus brings. And it is this part which can bring the sense of the peace which passes understanding and which keeps hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, even when the more physical gifts are missing. Very conscious that there are many, many, many people in this world who don't know where their next meal is coming from. Many who have no shelter. Many whose lives are constantly in danger. And they maybe only have the clothing they stand up in. And yet, you have reports from very, very difficult parts of the world where people know the love of Jesus and they know the peace of the fact that he is with them despite the dire circumstances. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't seek to aid them in those circumstances, but their peace, their knowledge of God being with them is not taken away by the fact they're in such dire circumstances. So, let's back to this 72. They had to learn to trust and to be humble enough to rely on the generosity of others. Then they were clearly faithful to their commission, and they healed and preached the message. We know this because we're told of their joyful reporting back to Jesus. Lord, even in your name, even the demons submit to us. They had seen Jesus' power in action in a big way. I hope we get excited when we see the Holy Spirit at work in the church and the lives of people around us. The 72 had been chosen for this particular mission. Not everyone is called for the same ministry, but we are all called to be God's witnesses and to share his message and his love. But none of us can fulfill the purpose that Jesus does have for our lives unless we have his peace in our lives, with all that this means. If we feel this is lacking, come back to Jesus. Spend time with him. Ask him to refresh you and restore you. I cannot finish without a comment on Jesus' response to their joyful return. You know, great things happened. It was terrific. I can see him smiling at their wonder and enthusiasm. But Jesus brings them away from the danger of thinking how marvelous they must be that even the demons submit to us. The thing which should cause the greatest joy, Jesus says, is that your names are written in heaven. This fact is the bedrock of all our peace. Jesus has died and is risen and ascended. If we have responded in faith, our sins are forgiven and our names are written in heaven. It doesn't really rely on what we do or have done for Jesus. It is what he has done for us. The peace of the Lord be always with you.